Good evening. It's good to have a father. I say it's good to have a father. I told you once before, I'll keep reiterating it. In this generation, if ever there was a day that we need to have real fathers, we're in that day. And if you have any doubt in your mind that you are following a modern day apostle and father, you need a checkup from the neck up, because this is real. Are you listening? And so we're going deeper and we're going farther because of what our apostle is putting in us. You're only a product of what somebody invests in you.
Yes, sir.
See, you can't be, you can't do nothing except it was given to you from above. So I thank God for Apostle Thompson, the royal family, for all of the ministries that he oversees, for LTMA, and I'm thankful for you who are here to receive from him. Remember, all of the instructors are upon the apostolic government.
Yes, sir.
And all of us are connected, so therefore what's on the head, we expect to fall on us.
Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 Chapter number 4 in your Bibles, not your Bibles, in the book. Chapter number 4 in the book, Catching the Waves of Revival, talks about catching the next wave. Y'all ready? Let's do it.
If the move of the Holy Spirit comes.
If the move of the Holy Spirit comes.
In waves.
In waves.
Then we must move into proper position.
Then we must move. Notice that term. We must move into proper position. Now let me say something. The proper position and the proper posture for us to be in is that of sons and daughters.
Yes, sir.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
Of a son and a daughter. You want to know why?
Yeah.
The purpose of a real son and the purpose of a real daughter is to bring honor to their father.
Yeah.
It's not about your agenda. It's about God's agenda.
Yes, sir.
And God's agenda is carried out in the earth realm through spiritual fathers.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Seven important aspects a surfer considers.
Seven important aspects that a surfer considers.
Before he catches the wave to surf.
Before he catches the waves to surf.
One.
Number one.
A surfer must swim into the deep sea.
A surfer, notice this, must swim into the deep sea.
To catch the wave.
To catch the wave. You don't, you ain't gonna catch no wave out in a canal.
Right. Right.
Are you listening? I'm just being real with you.
Yes, sir.
You know, you ain't gonna get no wave in a pond. You got to go out there to the ocean. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
So you got to go out into the deep. Go ahead.
We can't catch the waves while trying to swim.
We cannot catch the waves while trying to swim.
In shallow water.
In shallow water.
We can't catch the revival waves.
We cannot catch the revival waves.
By living safely.
By living, notice that term, safely. Living safely. You want every, you want to walk by faith, but you want everything in sight. You want to toe the safe. You want to be liked by everybody. Baby, you got to get out here in unlikable territory. Go ahead.
We must press deeper into the sea.
We must press deeper into the sea.
Number two.
Number two.
A surfer must know where the waves are going to burst.
A surfer must know. Notice it said must know. Must know where the waves are going to what? Break. Now watch this. That comes by observation. You got to put yourself in a position to observe. That's Joshua 1:8. Turn to it. You stay there. They need to see this. Joshua 1:8. Any one of you get it? Read it first. I could quote it. But I want you to read it. This book of the law. Come on now. It's taking y'all too long. Y'all got iPads, iPhones, and you're still not there. Joshua 1:8. first one, get it, just read.
This book of the law
shall not depart out of thy mouth,
but thou shalt meditate
therein day and night,
that thou mayest
observe to what?
That thou mayest observe to do
according to all that is what?
Written therein.
What? For what?
For then thou shalt
make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success.
Yes,
but you notice you shall observe to do.
Right.
You got to see, when a surfer is studying a wave, he goes out there and he observes how they roll in. Are you listening? They got the smaller waves and eventually the bigger ones. Are you listening?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Prophetic insight as to where the Holy Spirit is. Going to give us. Our breakthroughs is important.
Read it again.
Prophetic insight.
Of where the Holy Spirit is going.
To give us our breakthroughs. Is important.
We must know the ways and workings of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Read.
Prophetic insight and prophetic revelation.
Helps us to chart our course. In other words, we need the eyes of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. You listening?
Yes.
To ride these waves.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you listening?
You
need inner eyes. You need another set of eyes. Are you listening?
Yes.
Because these natural eyes will fool you.
Yeah,
you will go anoint something that God didn't send.
Right.
You remember Samuel?
Yeah.
When God sent him to anoint the first king? Are you listening?
Yes.
Huh? Yes. He was looking at the what? Outward. 6'4", 224, all kind of muscles and everything. God said, I didn't call that.
Right.
See? That's when David was going to be anointed king. You remember?
Mm-hmm.
Saul was going, he looked like the one. God said, no, he ain't it.
Right.
Are you listening?
Because
man look at the outward. God is looking at what's going on the inside.
Yes, sir.
Okay, read, sir.
Experiences with the Holy Spirit. Will help us in knowing where the Spirit will break next.
See, the Holy Spirit will show you things to come.
Yeah.
St. John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all the truth.
Right.
For he shall not speak of himself.
Right.
But what that which he hear, that is what he will speak. And he will show you things to come. That's why the Holy Spirit must be our partners in crime.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
We must stay with the Holy Spirit cycle. And watch his movements.
Watch his movements.
Right.
Go ahead.
Number three.
A surfer must position himself.
To catch the big wave.
Now, oh, go ahead. The Holy Spirit, the surfer must be positioned to do what? Catch the big wave. Now, here's something you need to know. You're not going to catch the big wave if you don't train on the smaller ones.
Right.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
The purpose of training on the smaller waves is to position you for the big one.
Yeah.
Now, if you would hear me by the Spirit, you listening?
Yes.
The smaller waves is what you're doing in your local assembly.
Right.
The bigger wave is the corporate.
Yeah.
The corporate is always bigger than the smaller. That's why apostolic government is needed, because most pastors are so pastor oriented in their churches, they don't understand that there's a greater agenda out here that comes through connection with a modern day apostle and father who have the wisdom and the expertise to help grow you up. Go ahead.
Many can discern that the Holy Spirit is moving. But they do very little to position themselves properly.
Mm.
principles.
The spiritual continuance principle
states we need to know.
States that we need to know
and submit.
And submit
if we are going to be in position.
If we're going to be in position
to catch the new move.
To catch the new move. Now that's very important because things need to be said in this generation. I will say this to you, and I think I've said it before, but you need to understand this. If you don't get it, you don't get a chance to point at Apostle.
Right.
See, because that's not taking personal responsibility for your lack of commitment and submission to authority. See, submission is not a bad word. The church made it bad because they talked about women submitting all the time. They went to Ephesians and talked about the woman submitting, or how the wife need to submit. I don't know why they missed the verse above. Well, you're supposed to submit to God first. Your wife ain't submitting to you if you ain't submitting to God. That's out of order. Are you listening? So the hell you giving God is the hell she giving you. Write that in the spirit. Go ahead, read, sir.
We need to be fully alert when in position.
We need to be fully alert when in position.
We should keep ourselves in timing with the wave.
We should keep ourselves in timing with the wave. Last week we talked about spiritual timing. Timing is important. Go ahead.
We need to know if we need to increase.
We need to know if we need to increase.
Or decrease the speed of our surfing.
Or decrease the speed of our surfing.
To approach the coming wave.
To approach the coming wave.
We need to be spiritually alert.
We need to be spiritually alert.
And keep in timing.
And keep in timing.
With the momentum of the Spirit.
With the momentum of the Spirit. In other words, you can't go ahead of Him. I told you about that whining song. I hope they don't write me, but if they're listening, they need to. It's no such thing as wherever I go, let the Spirit follow me. Well, you've been singing it.
Wow.
I hope you were listening to the lyrics. Are you listening?
Wow.
I didn't get it mixed up. Wow. You train wrong, you might sing it wrong.
Wow.
The Spirit is not designed to follow us.
Right.
The Holy Spirit is a lead.
Wow.
He's a guide. And you cannot enter into the spirit world without Him. Because He knows all things. The scripture says He search all things, yea, the deep things of God. Why? To make them known unto us. He's the only one that knows which way to go. Thank you.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Staying in time and step with the Holy Spirit.
Staying in time and in step with the Holy Spirit.
Will ensure our spiritual success.
Will, notice that, ensure our spiritual success. If He leads and guides us into all the truth, that's reality. That means it can come out no other way. Are you listening?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Number four.
A surfer must swim towards the direction. A surfer must swim towards the direction
of the coming wave.
Of the coming wave.
To swim towards the oncoming wave.
To swim towards the oncoming wave.
Is to swim against the tide.
It's to swim against the tide. You got to go against all of these religious and traditional people who are resisting the apostolic. Because they don't like what it takes. Do you know what it takes for a pastor to submit to another man? Okay. Go ahead, sir.
It is physically strenuous.
Notice this. It is physically strenuous.
To swim against the tide.
To swim against the tide. It's spiritually strenuous.
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
See, you got to go against the grain. Most of the church want to flow with religion and tradition.
That's
a rat.
Right.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
And rats like cheese. We got to go against the flow of religion and tradition.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Not all tradition is bad, but the traditions that negate the word of God,
right.
That's bad.
Yes, sir.
Just because your mama did it and your daddy did it and your grandma did it and papa did it and mama did it and all, I don't care about all that.
Right.
Did God say it?
All right.
That's what's relevant.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
It takes a lot of spiritual energy.
It takes a lot of spiritual energy
to move towards the oncoming wave.
To move towards the oncoming wave.
We must keep focus upon the bigger wave.
We must keep focus upon the bigger wave.
The distraction of the undercurrents.
The distraction of the what? Undercurrents.
Can pose a danger to our timing.
Can pose a danger to our timing.
And catching the coming wave.
And catching the coming wave. Now, this is something you need to understand. You know, the undercurrent. Are you listening?
Yeah.
It'll pull you. The underlying things. It's not always what people see out here. It's the undercurrent. What's going on inside of you that keeps you from achieving your full potential, because you got somebody. God told Abraham in Genesis 12, I need you to leave your country. I need you to leave your kinsmen. And I need you to leave your father's house. And I need you to come hang out with me and go to a place that I'm going to show you. What you didn't understand in that text was those three things are the three major influences in your life. And those influences can keep you from fully committing to God's purpose in your life. Amen. Them family members who raise you Catholic and Baptist and Methodist and Presbyterian and African American, AME, and all this other foolishness. Are you listening?
Yeah.
With Jehovah. Sitkinu, Rohi, Rapha. I'm just messing with you. He said Jehovah Witness. Yeah, okay, I know about them too. Are you listening? But you ain't Jehovah Witness if you can't witness of Jehovah. Hello, somebody. Go ahead, read, sir.
We must strive towards the oncoming wave.
We must strive towards the oncoming wave.
Without settling under pressure.
Without settling under pressure.
To the smaller waves.
To the smaller waves.
Number five. A surfer must know the difference between a small wave.
The surfer must know the difference between a small wave.
And the big one he is trying to catch.
And the big one that he's trying to catch.
We must resist the temptation of catching the smaller wave.
We must resist the temptation of catching the what? Smaller wave. Now notice, in training, you got to catch the smaller wave, but don't stay with it. Use it to train you for the next oncoming one. But if you're so focused on you and your little house, little Johnny, us four and no more, you listening? You're never going to see the corporate picture. The church, the corporate body of Christ, is more powerful than us trying to exist independently of each other. We're not independent, we are interdependent. And all of you non-denominational people out there, oh, I know it's going to get quiet now, Reverend. Y'all want some revelation? Huh? All you non-denominationalists who are prideful, oh, I'm a part of a non-denominational ministry. Well, here's what God has to say to you. The Baptist Fellowship with the Baptist and Church of God in Christ with Church of God in Christ and the Methodist with and the Catholics with and the non-denominationalists. So you are a denomination. So get over it. None of that means nothing with God. That's your pride. The only thing matters with God is, do you have a relationship with him and can he talk to you? He ain't concerned about that title and that label that you put on yourself, because if you're non-denominational, you may think you are superior to the Baptist. But God don't care if you're a Baptist, because John wasn't a Baptist. He was John the Baptizer. God is just looking for people who honor and respect him. I just thought somebody out there might have needed that. Go ahead.
Patience is required to ride the biggest and best
wave. Patience is required to ride the biggest and the best waves.
Yeah. We must make sure we are giving ourselves.
We must make sure that we're giving ourselves.
To the project that God has called us to do.
To the project that God has called us to do.
God allowed us to ride on the smaller waves.
God allows us to ride on the smaller waves
of the Spirit.
Of the Spirit.
So that we be, So that we will be skilled.
So that we will be skilled.
And trained enough to catch the big
waves. And trained enough to catch the bigger waves. See, without that training down here. Don't be thinking you can. That's why I told y'all one night I was in the city, and overnight everybody became apostles. Right. I woke up everybody in this city, and they still got cards. Cards and websites, I already told you now. Don't be carrying a label, and the contents don't fit. Yeah. It's possible to have the label of apostle and the contents of possum. See, all these people with cards, I'm a prophet, I'm a this, I'm a that. The proof is in the eating of the pudding. The proof is in the contents. You can see in the book of the Revelation, Jesus, in writing to his church, the one that he built, said there are some among you who called themselves apostles. But he said, and you tried them. You proved them, and you found out they were not.
Right.
The problem is we got people calling themselves apostles, but nobody's proving them.
Come on, teach up in here.
Go ahead, sir.
Number six.
A surfer must not hesitate
to move with the new wave.
To move with the new wave.
That breaks before him.
That breaks before him.
Many waves have passed by those who may.
Have been hesitant. See, when you procrastinate, things pass you by.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll put it another way. When you don't train, when you fail to get the training, you will be hesitant to make the move. Training will make you move. Because training will cause you not to be afraid. Are you listening? If you have not been trained to swim, you're not jumping in the water. I don't care what nobody tell you. Because there's something there called fear.
Right.
People don't drown because they can't swim. They drown because they become fearful.
Right.
Thank you for your enthusiasm. Because fear causes you to sink.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
We must obey.
Hold up. How could water hold a big whale that wears tons? And you ain't but 150 pounds. Okay. Just trying to help you in your thinking. Go ahead.
We must obey and implement that which is imparted to us.
That which has been imparted unto us.
So that we can move with the waves.
So that we can move with the waves.
The Lord does not do anything without man.
So quit lying to yourself. Talking about you're not important. You insignificant. You don't get to make that decision. God didn't make nobody insignificant. There's people who told you that. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
There are people who try to make you feel like you're not special. Thank you. They'll use the color of your skin. They'll use your socioeconomic background. You can't allow none of that to stop you when you're walking with God.
Amen.
Education, lack of education means nothing with God. God say, do you know me? Go ahead. God's sovereignty and man's responsibility
has always coupled in the manifestations of signs.
Have always coupled together in the manifestation of signs.
Wonders and miracles.
More of Christ will manifest
after a continual yielding of God's people. To the working of the Holy Spirit.
You got to yield to him. He know everything. All
right.
You heard apostles say this in last session. Jesus in St. John 14 and 10, he said, believe it's not that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me. He said, believe for the very what?
Works.
For the very what?
Works.
For the very what?
Works
sake. You see, we got to understand that Jesus understood he wasn't doing the work.
Right.
It was his Father who was in him.
Yeah.
How was his Father in him? Very simple. His Father was in him in the person of the Holy Ghost. Thank you. The Bible says in him, according to the book of Colossians, in him dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Are you listening? And if you can receive this in the church today, dwells the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form. We are his representatives today. That's why you can't punk out when a challenge comes. A challenge is your stepping stone. A challenge is time for you to understand you can manifest the glory that he manifested. But you got to be willing to go through the thing. Quit fearing. Go through it. Quit whining about it. And don't let church folk give you all of their explanation as to why something is going on in your life. Right. Let them mind their own business. Go ahead.
We may earnestly desire to see the new wave of the Spirit. But we may be offended by the package.
By the package
in which they arrive.
And that's why a lot of people can't handle Apostle Thompson. See, I love my Caucasian brothers. Don't get upset if you Caucasian. You need to stay in here and listen to this kind of stuff.
Right.
I don't care. See, we got to get rid of this ethnicity in the body of Christ. Right. Worried about the color of would it come true. Get offended. That's why we have what they call, a black church. What? That ain't in the Bible.
Right.
White church. That ain't in the Bible.
Right.
Are you listening? But why aren't we able to function as God wants us to function? Because that spirit of racism, which is backed by money. God spoke to me and said, the strength of racism is wealth, money. That's why you have to have yours. Go green. Go ahead, sir.
For any movement to abide alone
on the earth,
it must honor its spiritual forefathers
and mothers.
This is the first commandment with promise of a long life.
Number seven.
A surfer's goal is to stay as long as possible
on the new wave.
And ride on his crest.
Why are you riding on his crest? Because when you're riding on his crest, that's at the very top, the very height. Are you listening?
Yeah.
And you have time enough. Guess what you do when you're riding up there? Observe.
Yeah.
You have time to look around, check things out. And more than that, there's another wave coming behind you. Y'all want to know why the church gets stuck on stupid? Huh? Why whole denominations are stuck? You want to know why? Because they think they got it. And nobody else can train them or teach them nothing. They have become islands unto themselves. They have forgot about the body of Christ. Don't get upset with me. Go ahead.
While riding the crest of the new wave. The surfer scouts for another incoming wave. And plans to repeat the cycle.
And plans to do what? Repeat the cycle. Y'all won't know what repeating the cycle means?
Yes.
Don't ever get comfortable with what you think God is doing. He's always advancing. If technology is advancing, that today technology is at one level and tomorrow it's at a completely different level.
That's right.
Well, how fast you think God's moving?
But
we get stuck. Thank you. But I love Apostle. He's on what I call the cutting edge of. You got it. Okay. The church. Read.
Never get comfortable.
Those who are part of the previous move.
Tend to retreat as the next wave is advancing. Retreating creates a clash that hinders the next incoming wave. Retreating creates a clash.
Yeah, okay. See, you get a little happy. You won't read the whole. Retreating creates a clash
that hinders the next incoming wave. Be careful of those who don't want to go farther.
You see, that's why it's so important to be up on the apostolic training in government. Go with somebody who have did these things. See, I'm a Kojic boy. We used to sing a song that gave me the impression that nobody else was saved but the church I was in. They used to sing the song, "This is the church of God in Christ." This is the church of God in Christ. You can't join in. You got to be born in. This is the church of God in Christ. Are you listening? And then we put everybody else down. Nobody else was going to heaven. The Baptist wasn't making it. The Catholic, the Methodist, amen. Assemblies of God, nobody. Only the church of God in Christ. Say, Lord, heaven ain't going. What happened to the innumerable multitude? It just ended. But you see, nobody never told me that directly. It's the way we handled and treated people. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Everybody went to hell when I was coming through. No makeup. What? You went to heaven. Any of that red stuff? See, but I've grown a little bit. Women need pink. Okay, go ahead.
Opposition will come.
I'm trying to help. Opposition will come.
From
previous waves.
That are retreating. When a church advances. Rather than retreats. There will be a spiritual advance.
That cannot be stopped. So don't let what happened. See, denominations fight progress.
Right.
Are you listening?
That's right.
Yes. Why are they afraid of Apostle Thompson? Huh? You want to know why? Huh? Fear of them leaving Egypt to come to the promised land. Because
right.
In the promised land, everybody qualified to have some.
Yeah. That's right.
In Egypt, you have the few
right.
Who reign over the.
Many.
Okay. Chapter 5.
Variety of manifestations. God. Who is omnipresent. Sometimes becomes manifested. Or intensely present. Before his people. The Holy Spirit works in times of revival. Is accelerated. Types of manifestation.
These are the types of manifestations.
There are several types of physical manifestations. Accompanying revival experiences.
Now hold it. The reason we're teaching you this is because when you see this, you shouldn't despise it.
Yeah.
Because if you despise the Holy Spirit's movements, you grieve him.
Right.
And when you grieve him, he stops. Go ahead.
Number one.
Fear and awe.
This is not the fear of disobedience. A negative self-induced fear. Resulting from guilt.
And a sense of unworthiness.
This is a godly fear. In holy respect. For the sovereignty of God.
In other words, God will do some stuff that'll make your mouth open.
That's right.
Yes. Are you listening?
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead.
This fear is a healthy sense of honor. And respect for God and his presence. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
And to depart from evil, that's understanding. Go ahead.
Number two.
Grief and sorrow.
This grief and sorrow. It's not the negative type of emotional expression. But it is one of the what?
Spirit.
Results from Christ's compassion.
An intercession.
For the lost and the unbelieving.
See, it's possible he was grieved in his spirit.
Yeah.
The Christ was. What was he grieved about? Their unbelief.
Yeah, I'm getting it. That's right.
Are you listening? I don't know why people act like Jesus, somebody wept. He wept at Lazarus' grave site because his friend had died. That is so, what kind of church we come up in? If I know I'm going to raise the man from the dead, I ain't got no time to be shed no tear. I was crying, I was grieved at your unbelief. You didn't know that I am the resurrection and the life. Go ahead, sir.
The Holy Spirit places the spirit of intercession.
The Holy Spirit places the spirit of intercession.
Upon our spirit.
Upon our spirit.
Resulting in a deep groaning and travail.
Resulting in a deep groaning and in a deep travail. That's in the spirit now. That's when you see, that's why you, when you pray in the spirit, you got to stay with it sometime, not all the time. You got to stay with it long enough to go there. There is a groaning in the spirit. There's a travailing in the spirit that this generation don't know nothing about, because this is microwave Christianity today. Nobody wants to fast for 3 days and three nights. Nobody want to fast for 21 days. Nobody want to fast for 40 days. Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Number three, trembling and shaking.
Number three, trembling and shaking.
Dealing with fear that's related.
Dealing with fear that's related.
To our first point of fear.
To our first point of fear.
And awe.
And awe.
Results in trembling in the body.
Results in trembling in the body.
Number four.
Being slain in the spirit. Being slain in the spirit.
In Revelation 1:17.
In Revelation 1:17.
John fell at the feet of Jesus.
John fell at the feet of Jesus.
As one dead.
As one dead.
In John 18:16.
And in St. John 18:16.
The soldiers drew back and fell.
The soldiers drew back and fell.
To the ground.
To the ground.
At the manifested glory.
At the manifested glory.
In the name of the great I am.
In the name of the great I am. But what y'all have to understand is that came as Jesus was praying.
That's right.
Are you listening? Yeah. He prayed and they came for him, and when he spoke, that power went out of him. Thank you. Go ahead.
Number five. Vision and visitation.
Vision and visitation.
First. They could see a spiritual vision or spiritual vision.
They can see a
spiritual vision.
They can see a spiritual vision.
Or spirit vision.
Or a spirit vision.
It is a static picture.
It is a static picture
that appears like a flash of light.
That appears like a flash of light,
lasting only for a brief moment.
And it lasts only for a brief moment.
This type of vision has no voice.
Has no voice.
And happens most of the time.
And happens most of the times
when the eyes are closed.
When your eyes are closed.
The second.
The people may see an open vision.
Where the natural eyes are open.
Where your natural eyes are open.
Yet the spiritual vision is seen. Superimposed.
As superimposed.
Upon the natural environment.
Upon the natural environment. Your eyes are open and the spiritual vision sits on top of it. Go ahead.
The third one. They may fall into a trance. A trance is a spiritual experience. That allows a person's spirit.
To enter into the realm of the spirit.
Number four. In some revival experiences. A divine visitation can be received.
Y'all better watch that clock back there.
Number six.
Are you watching that clock?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Good.
Number six. Unspeakable joy and laughter.
There's unspeakable joy and unspeakable laughter.
This manifestation. Is often rejected. Because there's no biblical evidence. That it did happen in the upper room.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.